Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of DoorDash, ticker symbol Dash, one of the biggest players in the on-demand delivery space. If you're curious about whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, stick around because I'm breaking down everything from their financials to their valuation, recent performance, and much more. Let's get started. All right. Let's kick things off with a quick overview of what DoorDash is all about. If you've ordered food or groceries online recently, chances are you've interacted with their platform. DoorDash connects merchants, consumers, and Dashers. Those are the delivery drivers through a logistics platform that operates in the US and internationally. They've become a household name, especially since the pandemic boosted demand for delivery services. But how are they holding up now? And is their growth sustainable? That's what we're here to figure out. Let's dig into DoorDash's background a bit more. Founded in 2013 and headquartered in San Francisco, DoorDash has grown rapidly to become a leader in the gig economy. They operate a marketplace that not only delivers food, but has expanded into groceries, retail, and other categories through acquisitions like Wolt, which helped them expand globally. Led by CEO Tony Hsu, the company employs over 23,000 full-time staff and has a massive network of independent contractors. Their mission? To empower local economies by connecting people with the goods they need. Pretty ambitious, right? Now let's talk numbers. Specifically, revenue. For the full year 2024, DoorDash reported a whopping $10.72 billion in revenue, a significant jump from $8.64 billion in 2023. That's about a 24% year-over-year increase, which is impressive for a company of their size. Breaking it down geographically, about $9.4 billion of that came from the US, while non-US markets contributed $1.32 billion. Clearly, they're still heavily reliant on the domestic market, but international expansion is picking up steam. They've been pushing hard into new verticals like grocery and retail delivery, which are helping diversify their revenue streams beyond just restaurant orders. This kind of growth shows they're not just a one-trick pony, but can they keep this momentum going? We'll get to that. Moving on to earnings, DoorDash's latest results for Q4 2024 were a bit of a mixed bag, but there's a lot to unpack here. They posted a year-over-year revenue increase of 38% for the quarter, which is fantastic, and their marketplace gross order volume, or GOV, grew even faster, signaling strong demand. However, they did miss on earnings per share for the quarter, which initially spooked some investors. Despite that, net income for the full year 2024 came in at $123 million, a huge improvement from a $558 million loss in 2023. Their EPS for 2024 was 30 cents, compared to a loss of $1.42 per share the prior year. This turnaround shows they're finally starting to control costs and improve profitability, which is critical for a growth stock like this. During the Q4 2024 earnings call, management highlighted some key points that I think are worth noting. They emphasized the strong growth in gross order volume, which was a major driver of their top-line success. They also talked about improvements in unit economics, especially in newer verticals like grocery and retail, which are starting to pay off after heavy investments. Management seems confident that their focus on operational efficiency and tech innovation, like AI to optimize delivery routes, will keep driving margins higher. They're also doubling down on international markets, even as they face some challenges, which shows they're playing the long game. All of this paints a picture of a company that's still in growth mode, but starting to balance that with profitability. Let's take a closer look at DoorDash's financial health. On the income statement side, their gross profit for 2024 was $5.18 billion, up from $4.05 billion in 2023, with a gross margin of about 48%, which is solid for this industry. EBITDA also turned positive at $523 million, compared to a negative $68 million the year before, a clear sign they're moving toward sustainable operations. Looking at the balance sheet, they ended 2024 with $4.2 billion in cash and equivalents, which gives them plenty of runway for investments or acquisitions. Total assets stood at $12.85 billion, while total liabilities were $5.4 billion, resulting in a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.37, which is pretty manageable. Their current ratio of 1.41 suggests they can cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Free cash flow was also strong at $2.33 billion for the year, up from $1.35 billion in 2023. Overall, these metrics show a company that's stabilizing financially while still investing heavily in growth. Now, let's talk valuation. DoorDash is currently trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of about 81.6 based on trailing 12 months, which is sky-high and reflects the market's expectation of future growth rather than current earnings. Their price-to-sales ratio is around 5.6, which is more reasonable but still on the expensive side compared to peers in the tech and delivery space. Looking forward, analysts project a forward PE ratio of 92.97 for 2025, dropping to 64.45 by 2026 and further down to 41.69 by 2027. This suggests that if they can execute on their growth plans, the stock could become more reasonably valued over time. With a market cap of roughly $76.6 billion and an enterprise value of $76 billion, DoorDash isn't cheap, but growth stocks rarely are. The question is whether their expansion and profitability improvements justify the premium. All right, let's break down DoorDash's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, our classic SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, DoorDash has a dominant position in the U.S. food delivery market with a massive network of merchants and dashers. Their financial performance, especially the jump in revenue and profitability in 2024, is a big plus. On the flip side, weaknesses include their high operating costs and reliance on the gig economy, which faces regulatory scrutiny. Opportunities are huge. They're expanding internationally and into new verticals like grocery and retail, which could be major growth drivers. But threats loom large too, with intense competition from Uber Eats and Grubhub, plus potential regulations that could increase costs or limit their business model. It's a mixed bag, but they've got a strong foundation to build on if they play their cards right. Let's take a look at DoorDash's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 9.3%, which is a nice short-term pop, likely driven by positive analyst upgrades and post-earnings optimism. However, zoom out a bit, and it's down 14.3% over the past month and 27.7% over the last 6 months. Year over year, it's down 12.8%, underperforming compared to the broader market. This volatility reflects the market's uncertainty about their high investment cycle and profitability timeline. From a technical perspective, the stock is trading below its 200-day moving average, which isn't a great sign for long-term momentum. But the recent uptick could signal a potential reversal if they keep delivering on growth. For short-term traders, this might be a stock to watch for a bounce, but I'd be cautious given the longer-term downtrend. So what's the final verdict on DoorDash? Here's my take. They're a company with incredible growth potential, especially as they diversify beyond food delivery and expand globally. Their 2024 financials show they're finally turning a corner on profitability, which is a big deal for a growth stock. However, the valuation is steep, and there are real risks from competition and regulatory headwinds. For long-term investors, I think DoorDash could be a solid hold if you believe in the continued rise of on-demand delivery, but I'd wait for a better entry point given the recent price weakness. If you're more risk-averse, you might want to keep this on your watch list until the valuation comes down a bit. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.